Navigating the timeline.
Let's have a look at some quick ways to navigate the timeline. First thing, project markers. Imagine I've got a song and the first verse starts at bar 9. If I want to be able to get back to that first verse with a single key press, I can move to bar 9. I'm going to do that using page down.
Bar 9.
M on its own would drop a project marker, but it wouldn't let me name it, and I want to name it. So, shift M.
Add marker dialog, name, edit, blank.
And I'm going to call this first verse.
Unsaved project.
So, page down moved me bar by bar. Control page down would move me beat by beat. And page up, control page up, obviously go in the reverse direction. Substitute control for command on the Mac, as usual. So let's say this first verse is 16 bars long. Well, I can just about cope with adding 9 to 16, but the good news is I don't have to. Reaper will do it for me. I'm going to do control J for the jump dialog. That would be command J on the Mac.
Jump to time slash marker slash region dialog jump to mm colon ss dot xxx jump to minutes colon seconds dot fraction mm dot db dot xxx jump to measures dot beats dot fraction h colon m colon s colon f jump to hours colon minutes colon seconds colon frames preface with plus or for relative jump preface with I to jump to time and selected item preface with t's I y to jump to time and drag x item y m enter name jump to marker by number or name r enter name jump to region by number or name name jump to tape marker by name edit selected 9.1.00.
Okay, don't panic. I'm not going to make you sit through that message every time we come in here. It was just to show you the crazy amount of things that you can type in. It's an amazingly powerful window, but the basics of it are pretty simple. Let's say my verse is 16 bars long. I can just type in plus 16, enter.
Unsaved project.
And now if I do control shift J,
bar 25, beat 10%.
I'm at bar 25, which would be the start of my chorus. Shift M again for a project marker.
Add marker dialog.
And I'm going to call this one first chorus.
Unsaved project.
Okay, so now I've got two project markers. If I go up to the numeric row along the top of the keyboard and I hit 1,
first verse marker bar 9.
There I am at my first verse, bar 9. And if I hit 2,
first chorus marker bar 25.
There I am at first chorus, bar 25. If you weren't working in bars and beats and you wanted to hear time in minutes and seconds that you'd move to, just do what I did in the previous segment. Go to the view menu, go to time unit for ruler, change your primary ruler format to minutes and seconds, and Asara will follow suit. What else can I do in the jump dialog? Let's do Control J once more and go back in there.
Jump to time slash marker slash region.
What if I wanted to move in minutes and seconds, but I didn't want to change my ruler format? I could do 5 and a colon.
5.
And the colon tells Reaper that I'm now thinking in minutes and seconds. So when I hit enter, and I do Control Shift J twice quickly to hear minutes and seconds.
5 minutes 0.00 sec.
I'm at 5 minutes 0 seconds. And I can do relative time forward or backwards in minutes, just like I did with bars and beats. I just have to remember to put that colon in there to tell Reaper that I'm thinking in terms of minutes and seconds. So back into the jump dialog once more.
Jump to time slash.
I'm at 5 minutes at the moment. Let's say I want to go back exactly 1 minute and 15 seconds. That would be dash, as in minus, 1:15, enter.
Unsaved project.
So I started at 5 minutes. If I hit Control Shift J twice quickly to find out where I am now,
3:45.00 sec.
3 minutes 45 seconds. And those, my lovelies, are some ways that you can zip around the timeline like Speedy Gonzales. Hope they're useful.